Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzer with you today with John Pfeiffer talking about the upcoming American Angus Association Convention in just a moment.
Sometimes reaching your healthy, active goals can be like climbing a tall mountain. But making progress simply starts with one step. Invite one friend to play a game. Break into a spontaneous dance party once in a while. Learn a cool new activity and practice it to get better. One new move a week is all it takes, and soon you'll come out on top. Discover the power of one healthy habit. Visit ShapeYourFutureOK.com, a program of TSET.
I'm a cotton farmer.
I'm BASF.
I'm made of grit, passion, and hands that never stop working.
I'm made of agronomics, innovation, and hands that never stop helping.
I believe cotton isn't a crop. It's a calling. I'm made to grow it.
Protect it.
I know this is important to my family.
Every family.
That's why I work harder.
Innovate better.
To make my cotton as good as it can be.
As protected as it can be.
I'm a cotton farmer.
I'm BASF.
We create chemistry.
Talking now with John Pfeiffer, of course, past president of American Angus Association and one of the delegates from Oklahoma to the American Angus Convention coming up, their business meeting just a couple of weeks away now. John, it's a different deal because of COVID-19. You've had to make some significant adjustments to this year's meeting.
Yes, we've made a whole lot of adjustments this year. We've canceled a regular conference and we've moved it back to just a two-day conference with being on Sunday and then the following Monday. And then we're also going to have available virtual way so that people can attend the business meeting doing it virtually and not have to be there in person. So it's going to be a whole different look than what we've ever seen and something we're all going to have to adjust to.
Unlike some meetings, you're not having gone totally virtual. In other words, you've got the hybrid. You've got in-person as well as the virtual.
Yes, we're going to have in-person and virtual. I don't know exactly how it's all going to work yet, but candidates, I mean, we have 11 candidates that are running for 5 board seats that are coming up, and so they will be there. There will be a lot of the people from around close by that are there. I've talked to a lot of people that are planning on driving up, and as they drive up, they're going to stop and see other people along the way so that they can make customer visits and calls along the way and make it just as well as they can. It's not going to be as much fun where we're only going to be 2 days, but it will still allow us to get together and socialize some, and in the same token, the mask will be required, and we'll do social distancing, and we'll all be as safe as we can to conduct the business of the American Angus Association.
The convention and trade show was expected to be happening in downtown Kansas City this coming weekend. Instead, they'll be having their keynote speakers and the business meeting on Sunday and on Monday at the Kansas City Convention Center. Many of the delegates in person, others choosing to be there virtually. All this happening because of concerns regarding a number of people that should be gathering together under these times of COVID-19. Speaking of COVID-19, John, what about the seed stock end of our cattle business? Purebred producers and the folks that you do business with, how have you coped during this time of pandemic?
Well, actually, it was really tough in March and April, especially for our commercial people and people that had cattle coming out of the feedlot and people that were trying to sell stocker calves. Since then, the market has rallied somewhat, but in the last couple of weeks, the markets have been down again. And that's probably as much to do with the drought and the fact that there's no wheat pasture in Kansas or Oklahoma, hardly to speak of, and that's probably having as much effect on that as anything. Registered sales, for the most part, have been really good, surprisingly good. Most of them have been on the average $500 to $700 better than they were last year, which has been surprising to all of us. Certified Angus beef sales were down about 6%, somewhere in that range. Most of that was in food service and international. We picked up a whole bunch in retail. You know, we laugh as we talk about we were down 6%, but we still did over 1 billion pounds again. We did like 1,116,000, and so we were down some million pounds up there. But it's still, considering the times and the work and the stuff that we've had to go through, it's still been a relatively good year.
John has a special place in his heart for the Certified Angus Beef Program. He went through the producer chairs of overseeing CAB, serving as chairman of the Certified Angus Beef Program the year that they first hit 1 billion pounds of sales. John Pfeiffer, media past president of the American Angus Association, talking about their upcoming meeting, 8th and 9th of November. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Well, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, November 5th. It'll be seen on Dish Network, Satellite 997, SLA TV, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com starting 8 a.m. Central Time. 17,100 head to be sold, 2,600 yearling steers, 1,800 yearling heifers, 10,600 weaned calves. If you like details about when a lot may sell, you can go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call for information 1-800-422-2117. And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.